The audience figures are in. We've got loads and loads and loads of listeners. We've got more listeners than Dave Lee
Travis.
We've
got
more listeners than JK and Joel. We've got more listeners than local radio in Kidderminster. So we'd like to say thank you for listening. And to the other stations, shove your figures up your ass.
Chris Moyle Show would like to thank you for making us number one.
Ah!
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio One.
Oh, woohoo!
Ah, hey, it's a great feeling, isn't it? What a great feeling. Great, it's a wonderful feel. It's like that song, Dave.
Right,
you know that Frank Sinatra song? The Rage Jar is up. You know that one? It's one from one of his earlier albums.
It's all good, isn't it?
All great. We have more listeners than we had this time last year, which is good. So we'd like to thank you for making us number three in most of the TSAs around the UK.
You make us what we are.
Yeah. All we've got to do is knock that Saga radio off the air and we are flying, love.
Proving difficult, though, at the moment, aren't they? Them oldies.
So we had a DJ dinner last night and we were celebrating the fact that we're great. And you stayed on celebrating, didn't you?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Stayed on with JK and Chappers, Scott Mills.
So that's an interesting
mixture
of drinkers right there.
Dangerous combination.
I ended up sharing a car home with Joel and James King. But I don't even live with Joel or James King. I don't know why I was sharing a car with them. It was a tight squeeze, the three of us. It was like, you know, when in Rainbow when they used to go to sleep together. We had a big bed at Joel's house. He's in the middle, James King on one side, me on the other. And I've got to say, I've never experienced anything like that before, but I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
It's a bizarre situation because...
What?
A bizarre situation. Because... The place where we had the DJ dinner is very close to where I live. It's walking distance.
Right.
So I thought...
Certainly not talking distance, by the
sound. So I thought, oh, fine, because I can get home early.
Right.
No problem. But, of course, because it's walking distance, we stayed afterwards. So, actually, I got home later than if I got a car.
Are you still drunk?
No.
Right.
Talking distance.
Your eyes look great this morning. They look really good. I don't know where they are, but they look great. Right, 6:50, blooming 7 in the morning. Dave?
What?
The latest audience figures are just in.
They say what?
They say that in certain demographics in certain areas across the UK, we're doing all right.
Hooray for us.
Every radio station does this on Radar Day. So the official figures, right, for the radio stations are all out. Radar Day, we call it. Like Robbie Day, but less fun.
Mm.
And all the other radio stations, they do that. They all make these little ads.
The audience, the latest audience figures are just in. And once again, it proves that insert name of radio station is your favourite station.
Which is ridiculous, do you know what I mean? Every radio station in the UK is the number one radio station in the UK. It's not one radio station that's supposed to go, we're number two, so it ain't that bad really, is it? Could be worse. Everyone's number one. There are about 7 or 8 stations in London. They're all number one. Everyone's number one. Do you know what? To make a difference, I'll say it. We're number two. Despite the fact we're actually number one. We'll play the Strokes in a few seconds for you after we get news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 7:01.
And Radio 1 now has well over 10 million listeners.
Woo-hoo.
New figures just out show people are listening to Radio 1 for longer as well. This show has added 250,000 new listeners in the past 3 months.
How much did you say?
That's 250,000 new listeners in the past 3 months.
250,000 new listeners?
That's enormous.
That's a quarter
of a
million.
That's a quarter
of a million. Yeah. We don't want to go on about it, but it is 250,000 new listeners.
Don't go on about it.
So thanks very much for listening. 250,000.
Chelsea have been dumped out of the Carling Cup by Charlton.
What was that? This day just keeps getting better.
I know. All right.
That's enormous.
With now, right. Leave it out, all of you.
Hey.
Stop it.
It's now 7:05.
Hello?
Show. National Radio.
recognise that bit of music there?
Yeah, I do. I can't remember what it's from, but I
thought. Anybody recognise it? Anybody?
Give us another blast.
Well, it wasn't that long.
Yeah, well, that's what it is, though, isn't it?
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Stop. Listen.
The bloke on the horse.
What was the bloke on the horse, Tom?
Anglia Television.
Ah,
is that the one?
Well done.
It's the bloke on the horse who spins round.
Would that have been your local telly?
It was, yeah.
See? I'm bringing back memories for the team.
I haven't heard that for ages. It's great.
Do you want to hear another one?
Yeah.
Alright. That's the same one.
Still good.
Do you want to hear another one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
That's something TV, isn't it? And it did that.
Is it Time
I love
tees?
The fact you're showing it.
Yeah. It stretched tees? From top to bottom. It's like ATV or something like that. HMV? Don't know.
Time tees?
Rachel, what is it?
Is that Central? Is that it?
The little moon.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's that ding ding. I like.
That's lovely, yeah. Isn't it?
Today is Television Memories Day. I've got some bits of classic bits. Anyway, there you go.
Let's have another one then.
That's what I was working on yesterday. I don't really have. I need to edit them. I sat here with Alan yesterday for an hour, right? Oh, we had to phone up IT because there was a problem with your computer because we tried to get
with
it.
Mine.
Yeah. So there might be added stuff on it, porn and whatnot.
Okay.
They said we needed it to download Central Television logos. They went, certainly, sir, whatever you want. No, honestly, really. You know the fellow on the horse on Anglia Television? He went, don't worry, sir, we'll fix it for you.
As long as you haven't deleted Love Boat from this computer, I don't mind.
I don't think so. You can have a look. I don't think so. So, television memories from yesteryear. Have they got the figures in yet?
Yes.
Yeah. The latest Radio figures just in. National Radio.
250,000 new listeners in the past 3 months. Radio 1 has 10.3 million listeners.
Wow. Let's not go on about that, shall we?
No.
Oh, okay. Over 7 million people
listening.
Message to you, Joel. Message to you, Joel. Still in the building. All that jump. Yes, you're right. They do text in a lot after you play this record. Yes, you love message jump. Over. Thank you. What you gonna do with all that ass inside of you? Yeah, a lot of text coming in. Loving that. Black Eyed Peas right here on the Hot Radio 1 FM and My Humps. Great record. And I've got to say, the lead singer of that band, Fergal, she really has got lovely humps indeed, hasn't she, Dave?
Got lovely lumps.
Yeah. And also, a cracking pair of knockers.
It's an odd record, isn't it?
Yeah. So.
The Chris Moyle Show would like to thank you for making us number
2 throughout most of the UK TSAs. Thank you. Which is total service area. Beautiful. Right, it's 7:15. It's almost 7:16. So you were out with JK last night. Well, we're all out together. Joel and I were sensible and went home.
Yep.
In the evening, you stayed with the... And run me through this A-list of celebrity hard drinkers again.
Me.
Yep.
JK.
Yep.
Chappers.
Yep.
Scott Mills.
Fabulous.
Because I live so close to said venue...
Yep.
It was easy for me to stay for another drink.
To stumble
then
home.
Just stroll home, which is what
did
I did.
You stumble?
No, I strolled.
Yeah. Stumble or stroll?
Strolled.
Right. And who was the worst for wear?
Nobody. We were very well
prepared. Right, okay. Nobody, Chris. We're all drinking herbal tea. It was very, very enjoyable. James Blunt and Hi on your Radio 1. Growing on you yet?
Yes.
Liar. It's 20 past seven. We were right about Sting Ring.
What, the fact that it's specialist and slow burn?
It's slow burn, but people are picking up on it already, and I like that. And when we the first day we did it, everybody in the studio was thinking, that didn't work, did it?
I think it's better that stuff grows this way than it being an instant hit.
Sure,
right. Because I think it gives the feature what they say is longevity.
There is a text.
You're still drunk, man. You would never use the word and pronounce it like that. Longevity. Normally.
Is it
long? Don't smile like
is it
that
longevity
day.
Or long? Hey, it's longevity.
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 Yeah.
Longevity, yeah. Anyway, look, you ready? This morning it's a girl. Dial the number. Let's put her through. Language going on, I'll tell you that first thing in the morning. Christine Haynes from Wisborough. She's a student of A-level. Student of A-levels. Who wrote this? Did Manuel write this? Student of A-levels in music technology and theatre studies. Oh, look at this. Wants to be a radio presenter. Starting college radio presenting next year. There you go. Well, I'm sure she could come up with a great phone feature with Sting.
Mm. Good luck, Christy.
Good luck. Still makes me laugh. What's your favourite Sting clip we use?
I think the Fields of Gold one.
Right.
Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of body?
That one.
You know what we didn't play today?
What?
Did we?
Yep.
Oh, sorry, I'll tell you this one.
Sting Ring on Radio 1.
There you go.
Thank you, Paul.
Hey, we pay for them, we've got to play them.
Sting Ring.
Special commission. One, no.
7:24 in the morning, get the hell out of bed. I can't wait for the weekend to begin.
It's going to be good, isn't it?
This weekend, I'm looking forward to it. I might, fingers crossed, might be going to the football later over the weekend.
Are you?
Yes.
And then Sunday, we shall be in Leeds.
That's right, but I won't be going to football in Leeds.
Oh, are you going to that football?
Yeah. What? Do you know which one?
Yeah.
Oh, I told you.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it?
What?
It's obvious, isn't it?
I don't know, is it?
Is yeah, it is to me.
What, Spurs Arsenal?
Where am I going?
Shh. That's where... what I was going to say.
Yeah,
White
yeah.
White Hart Lane.
I'll explain why later. 7:27 at Radio 1. Nice and loud if you're still in bed. This should wake you up. Block party. Block Party in 2 more years from Radio 1. Good morning! Just wake people up there, do you like that?
Mm.
Good, that.
We'll play the brilliant Coral and pass it on in a few seconds, and that number one song from Goldfrapp. It's called number one. It's not actually number one, but, you know, it means that when they play it on the radio, DJs go, that's number one, Goldfrapp. And you go, oh, is it really? And, anyway, let's get some news from Dominic at 7:31.
Antara Palmer-Tomkinson has offered dinner at one of London's poshest restaurants to anyone who can find her stolen car. The £80,000 BMW was taken yesterday. It has got a tracker on it, but police haven't been able to find it yet.
Can I just ask a question?
Mm.
If you had in your possession an £80,000 car that belonged to somebody else,
mm.
would you give that back so you could have a free dinner?
That's a good point, well made.
Yeah. It's like you're going to be eating on your own, love.
One.
Hugh steps up and he scores! And Chelsea, the holders, are out of the Carling Cup!
Brian Hughes was the hero for Charlton. He scored the winning penalty to knock Chelsea out. The cup tie had been won all after extra time. It's the Blues' first defeat this season. Here's Alan Kirvesley.
Hugh steps up and he scores! And Chelsea, the holders, are out of the Carling Cup!
And the weather mostly dry and breezy this morning with some bright spells in the east.
Always colour. Football is the game. We're going home because we didn't win the game. We got beat. We're not in the cup. Could Chelsea something that rhymes with cup?
Beep, beep, one more travel, Dominic Byrne.
It's the A550 in Cheshire this morning. Welsh Road has been closed both ways. That's between the Parkgate Road and the New Chester Road junctions. There's going to be a few delays. It really is that simple.
Beep, beep, one more travel, Dominic Byrne.
Just gone 7:36.
Memories. Good, isn't it? I've got some other things as well, but they're all kind of region specific. That's the only thing.
You got them there now?
No, I'm gonna have to edit them because they're a little bit kind of all over the place. So. Play another little one for you.
It's time for Look East. I know that was on BBC, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that'd have been your era, wouldn't it?
It was, yeah.
All right,
That was big news.
Here the news and all that. Nah, nah, nah.
That was big news in Norwich. When the man and the horse came on, you know you're in for fun.
Well, when any man and a horse comes on, you know it's time for fun.
Yeah.
Hi-ho, Silver. Go on, can I ask?
What's with the pink feather boa, Rach? I'm wearing it to celebrate our figures. And also, it was delivered this morning with a Strictly Come Dancing book.
Beautiful. Looks good.
It suits you, actually.
And a tan towel.
A what?
A tan towel.
What's a tan?
Makes you browner.
Oh,
wait, like tan.
A tanning glove, like one of them.
No, it's a towel, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, but as in...
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Nice. So are you going to wear that pink feather boa? Can I just say...
Until Aled comes and steals it off me, yeah.
Can I just say, you wearing that, you remind me of... Because you're acting all airy-fairy with it. And you remind
it's
me of
really
George
nice.
Off of Rainbow. No, because remember that George, there was a time when they used to win them. Rainbow, they dressed up. George would always go for the feather boa. And be
yeah.
Like, I look like a lady.
He was very camp, George, wasn't he?
Mm.
Yeah. And you've got the bit of a George thing about you today. What? I don't know what to say about
that.
I don't know.
You're very George today, Rach.
It's nice. It's nice and warm.
I forgive you, bitch. That's George, you see there.
I don't like feathers.
Brilliant. Right, it's 7:38 on Random Radio 1.
Chris Moyle Show.
Oh, by the way, thanks for listening, everybody.
National Radio 1 over.
Show in the world. 7:45 in the morning, Gold Frap, and the track is called Number One. This is Radio One, and we are number one. Isn't that great?
It's official.
Hello to all our London listeners. We're number one in certain demographics, if you kind of move the angle of the chart to, mm-hmm. to another room. We're number one in London. So hi, London, and number two or three throughout most of the UK. So that's great, isn't it, everybody?
Morning, Johnny. Morning. Jamie.
Or yeah. Them, yeah, morning Bam and everybody else. Rachel, so you obviously were brought up in Kidderminster.
Mm-hmm.
You used to watch Central Television.
Yes.
I want to take you back.
Yes.
Take you back to when you first started drinking, you know, and you sit on the couch, mum and dad go to bed, and you're sitting there with your Alco Pops, watching the television, you've got a couple of friends staying over, and then of course the television those days used to close down. I wonder what great shows we'll be watching tomorrow.
Well, that's the end of the bank holiday, and it's Tuesday tomorrow. We kick off with Duty Free at 7:30, Magnums at 8. And at 9 o'clock, a brand new series all about a group of ladies who are always in charge, in fact, in charge of soup kitchens and charitable organisations during the 1920s.
Brilliant.
That's Ladies in Charge, a new series on Central at 9 o'clock tomorrow evening.
Yeah, you know,
Ladies in Charge.
I wish I had Central. That sounds like a cracking lineup.
Do you know, I don't remember that at all.
Duty Free, Magnum, and then Ladies in Charge. What? That's television.
No, Magnum was good.
Yeah, Duty Free was good.
Oh, that's it.
I love Duty Free. For those of you too young to remember, Duty Free was a hilarious sitcom on ITV about this Yorkshire couple on holiday in Spain, and they'd hang out with a posh couple, and the hilarity that followed. Woo-hoo! Side-splitting.
And then at 10:35, First Tuesday has a change of agenda, yeah, from the advertiser.
Yeah, let's not go there, just in case there's something bad. All right, that'll do. DJs go home next week. Tuesday, Joe Wiley's in Northampton. Wednesday, Colin Murray goes to Belfast. Thursday, Edith goes to Anstruther in Fife in Scotland. Friday, Southampton, Scott Mills. Monday, we're going home. Well, I'm going home.
We're coming with you.
Thanks. I'm going to bring everyone. Back to my hometown of Leeds. We're doing the show live from Leeds City Centre Monday morning. There's going to be me, Dave.
Hello.
Rachel.
Hello.
And Aled.
He's not in yet.
He's not in yet. Hang on. Right, sorry, there you go. There's going to be Dave.
Hello.
Rachel.
Hello.
Aled.
You're going to have a special shoe.
Shoe. Rob DJ. Maybe Longman. We don't know yet. We're also going to bring the band Embrace with us to say thank you to Leeds for listening. Here is Embrace. And I've decided now that I want to, I want thousands of people to come and see us. I've decided, you know, I wasn't sure at first, and now my ego's taking over. I want to stop the traffic when the light goes red, and then I just, wouldn't it be great? And I'll be honest with you, we're worried no one's going to turn up. So if you're thinking about coming to see us in Leeds Monday morning, don't think. Just do. Do you like that? Got some t-shirts printed.
Don't think, just do.
Don't think, just do. It was a hit for Right Said Fred, wasn't it?
Don't talk, just kiss.
That was it, yeah. So me and Dave and Rach and Allard and Embrace and Rob DJ, in that order, obviously. Live in Leeds Monday morning. We're on the head row, just where they switch the Christmas lights on. You'll see it. Just, if you don't know Leeds and you're going to drive up, just, do you know what? Just get to Leeds, wind your window down, have a listen. And just follow the sound of fun.
I think it'll be all right, you know.
So do I.
The sound of fun.
You like
the
sound of fun?
I love it.
I just made that up.
Wind
your window down, have a listen. Stick your head out. Put your hand behind your ear, like that girl did in the Nestle Tip Top advert when she put her ear down to the fruit salad. Do you remember that ad?
Yeah.
Follow the sound of the fun. Come and see us Monday morning in Leeds. Let's have a party.
With Embrace.
That's party, not pate. Or pad thai. Let's have a party with Embrace. Embrace going to do a couple of songs between 9 and 10, and then we're off the air at 10 o'clock. Embrace back on stage to do a few more songs. And I think they're doing like a few, so it'll be like a
proper mini gig.
Yeah. Now, if you want to come to see us and you work with a mate and they don't listen to Radio 1. We wanted to bring them along because it's all about spreading the word of Radio 1 and saying how great we are and helping these poor, poor, poor people who have to listen to local radio.
Disadvantaged people.
Oh, yeah. All those Galaxy listeners who just, they just don't know any better.
They're suffering and they don't know any different.
All the people who listen to BBC Radio Leeds. I mean, I love the BBC, I work for them, but please, do yourself a favour. I would like to steal some listeners away from Radio Air, but I don't know if they have any left. Hello? So, do us a favour. If you're going to bring a mate, will you text us now? Can we still do the friend thing?
Yep.
Start your message with the word friend, and just put your name and number in there. This is if you're going to come and see us in Leeds and you're bringing a mate who doesn't listen to the show, because we might do a little quiz with you. So if you're coming and you listen, great. If your mate's going to come with you but they don't listen, even better. Text us and tell us about it. Start the message with the word friend and send it to 81199. Now, I need to clear this up. I'm going to say this once and once only. Clubbed to death. Thank you.
Pardon?
Clubbed to death. Clubbed, as in, if you were to club someone to death, but also clubbed, like a club. To be, you club, we club, he clubbed. Clubbed to death is this track. Everybody texts every time we play the music. Can we play this? What have you just written down?
I'm just writing what? Hoots down, hoots by. Is it Rob Dugan?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Really?
Yes.
Can we play it in full? Because it's great when the music kicks in. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, it's one of my favourite tracks.
Rob Dugan.
You know I'm sure that's
his name. What?
I've never heard of Rob Dugan.
I don't think it is Rob Dugan.
I'm sure it is. Well, I might be wrong.
Rob Dugan?
Could be one of those Robbie Williams moments again.
Rob Dugan. 8199, who did this? Someone will tell us. Please, a favour, mate. Phil for us, would you?
Well, if you're looking for a job at the moment, don't forget to stay tuned for Central's Job Finder, which will begin in just a second or two, and it's brought to you...
I love that! Central Job Finder! You don't have a job, why the hell are you up watching television at 2 a.m?
Services Commission, and it's a good idea to get a pen and paper ready.
That's right.
Job Finder, beginning in just a moment.
Well, they'd have Job Finder on at midnight, would they?
Yeah, when all the local region TV would finish, they'd have Job Finder. Oh, well, Central used to do Job Finder. So if he looks for a job... You know, you want to be sitting down on your ass at 1:30 a.m. watching the telly.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then you're up so late that you miss your interview in the morning.
If you're sitting on your couch at 2:00 a.m. looking for a job, maybe that's a good reason why you don't have a job. Do you know what this is, what we're about to play? Do you know, do you recognise that so far?
No.
If you haven't heard this, you're going to love it.
Oh, Hank, whoa, stop. Yes, I do know, because I heard it yesterday in the office. I've just realised what it is.
Right.
Do you want me to tell you, or should we just find out?
Just play it.
Okay.
Right. Everybody pay attention. Listen. Right, now, someone's saying Nightmares on Wax.
As in the name of the track?
Yes. I'm absolutely positive.
All right. So, Rob Dugan did that track. All right, good.
I think
right.
He's saying Rob D, but it's...
Rob D, whatever.
D for Dugan, I would imagine.
Are you ready?
Yep.
One, three, four, two, go. I think that is absolutely brilliant.
It's good, isn't it?
I really like that. Very mixed on the text messages. 8199 if you got an opinion. That was McFly. And I put it to rights.
It's always going
to
be mixed, I think, when someone like that does a song like that.
Do you know what? I've got to be honest. If you don't, for the people texting, going, oh, this is outrageous, this is rubbish. Do you know what? You're being too cool because his vocals great on it. The guitars are great on it. It works. I think it's just the fact that it's McFly. People go, oh no, this is rubbish. Who do they think they are? McFly. They're like their kiddies, pop music. Oh, that's great.
We were listening yesterday in the office, and what happens is when Joe Wiley plays a live lounge set like that and they do a cover, everyone automatically turns the radio up and goes, I wonder what this would be like. And yesterday, everyone thought this was great.
Tell you what, that sort of urinates all over Franz Ferdinand with their version of Take Me Out when they did it in the live lounge.
Absolutely.
Sounded like some awful skiffle group from the 70s.
Credit where credit's due.
Oh, come on, Rich, remember, that was abysmal. Absolutely.
It was awful, wasn't it?
You say, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, God, horrific.
Muck.
Anyway, let's find out what's on telly tomorrow.
Well, that's the end of the bank holiday, and it's Tuesday tomorrow. We kick off with Duty Free at 7:30, Magnums at 8.
Magnums at 8.
Magnum.
you know Magnum, of course, good-looking detective with a tash and the beautiful shirt. He'll be flying in his mate's chopper about 8 o'clock for you. They will be there taking a little aeroplane ride over to Spain and enjoying all that is duty free. Don't want to hear that.
Awful.
Used to try and talk about the, try shoehorn the title in, even though that's the title of the show.
Duty free and Magnum's free at 8 o'clock with no duty to pay. It's Magnum.
I played the Club to Death track because Rachel's found it and I want to play it and I'm in charge and I'm number one in London and the UK as the most exciting, vibrant and young disc jockey in the country.
Wicked.
Maybe not young, but vibrant. It's just gone 8 o'clock.
It's yesterday's weather time. Everyone is in a very good mood this morning, what with the figures and all. So we're only going to deal with sunshine statistics this morning. The sunniest place to be yesterday was Clacton. 6.9 hours of lovely sunshine. Let's hope it's just as nice there today. Find out tomorrow if it is. Nearly exactly now, actually, 4 minutes past eight.
So, people of Leeds, you need to come and see me on Monday morning, please. I should really... People of Leeds! That doesn't really make a difference, does it?
Sorry. It's not just people of Leeds, it's anybody that could get to Leeds exactly. On Monday morning.
Exactly. So this website that I was looking at yesterday, which I creamed all these fabulous things off.
You what, sorry?
This website I looked at yesterday that I nicked all this stuff off and playing on the air. There's an advert on there on this website that if you watched Yorkshire Television, right, and you're about my age, even a bit older, even a bit younger,
23, 24.
Yeah. It's a kind of ad that, you're right. Do you know what, we often do this thing where we play something and it either means nothing to you or you go, no way. I just want to try it, okay? Now, obviously, the majority of people listening aren't going to get this at all because Yorkshire Television just covers Yorkshire, where the whole of the UK and America. So, I just want to clear this. Oh, please, only text if this actually means something to you. Right, the number is 81199. So this will be people who used to watch Yorkshire telly or live in the Yorkshire area, all right? I'm only going to play a bit of it because it's a commercial. 81199, please, if you have any kind of reaction to it, I want to know what it is.
It's grand to find a comfortable chair when you're getting on a bit or you've got arthritis.
Now, you've put your hand...
I know it as well.
You don't.
I do.
Really?
It wasn't just on Yorkshire TV.
Really?
Yep. I know the name of the company.
No,
and
you don't.
I just said
right.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Write it down.
Oh, my God, it is right. Do you honestly know that?
Yeah.
No, how do you know that?
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know
one
that?
One of my favourite adverts.
How do you know it?
My daughter got this chair at...
How do you know that?
It was on RTV as well.
No.
Yeah.
Anything to the U3 at all?
It may be...
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
All right, let's go back.
It's grand to find a comfortable chair when you're getting on a bit or you've got arthritis. My niece got this from Shackleton's, you know. Shackleton's original high seat. Never thought it'd be so easy to get in and out of.
What did she do?
First she sent for their brochure.
Yeah.
Then went to the showroom.
Much choice?
They'd over 100 chairs to choose from. Shackleton's high seat chair.
Hey, off.
It's lovely.
It's lovely.
Is that their strap line?
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Man, God, I found it the other week. My friend told me about it. And I was almost in tears.
I remember that vividly, that advert. I remember her sitting there and trying to get up. Oh, and her back was hurting.
They had over 100 chairs to choose from.
Check it out.
Shackleton's high seat chair. It's lovely.
It's lovely, all right. Thank you, love. I've got to read some of these text messages, right? The amount of people going, no way!
Wake up, get out of bed and get on with your day. Cause Mars is here on Radio 1, thank God he's not on holiday. So here comes two more records while Chris Mars has a rest. But he'll be back to talk more crap, that's why we are the best.
Shackleton's high seat chair.
What is
it's
it?
Lovely.
It's lovely.
Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
Now, obviously, if there's an advert that you remember, don't bother telling us about it, please. We'll just be getting to play adverts all the time. Dominic, what time is it?
It's 8:08.
It's lovely. Hard-fi and living for the weekend on your hot rockin' Radio 1. And I'd like to say hi if you're a new listener to the show. Where you been? We've been here since January last year, and we're flame-throwing.
Rocking.
We're thrusting on how many cylinders, Joss?
All.
Lots.
All.
That's right. We're thrusting on all cylinders. I used to know DJs that would say that. I hate disc jockeys. How you doing today, mate? I'm thrusting on all cylinders. What? That's why you're single and you have a tash. Go away. No, they'd wear shoes which look like slippers, you know those? And have aftershave that reminds you of your granddad. Because nobody buys it anymore. Those type of disc jockeys. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to speak to our very good friend, the beautiful Jocelyn.
Morning.
Hi, Joss.
Hello.
So, we're going to Leeds on Monday.
Mm-hmm, we're looking forward to it.
We've got people coming to see us, many thousands and thousands of people. It's not enough though. And we want people to ask their boss for some time off. But if they're too chicken, you'll do it for them.
That's right.
It's a service that you do, and you're upping the numbers.
And many people really want Josh to service
them. Or their boss. Yeah.
With a phone call.
That's right. Hi, boss.
No boss is too hard, you said yesterday.
So, yesterday then, Joss did another Joss Phones Your Boss, which we're going to play right now, and there's an interesting story to it. I've got to say, you worked very hard on this.
I did, I kept pushing.
Well, good one.
Yeah.
Strap yourselves in, it's a bumpy ride as Joss calls someone's boss.
Hi, I'm Jocelyn, and this is where I, Joss, call your boss.
Hi Joss, it's Adam from Bury. Basically, I just wanted to give my boss Jimmy a ring at Dunce's Farm so that I could get Monday off to come and see the live show. Thanks a lot.
Come on, Sue speaking. How can I help?
Hello, Sue. Is it possible to speak to Jimmy, please?
If I can find him, can I ask who's calling?
It's Jocelyn calling from the Chris Moyle Show at Radio 1.
Chris Royal, Radio 1. Bear with me.
Moyle's not royal, you silly cow.
Hello?
Hello, is that Jimmy?
It's James, yeah.
Oh, hello, James. It's Joss calling from the Chris Moyle Show at Radio 1. Hi, I'm...
Is this true?
It is indeed true. Can you not tell from the voice?
Go on.
Do you listen to the show at all, James?
Yeah.
So you're a big fan of Chris and Alid and Dave and all of that lot?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're coming to Leeds on Monday. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I believe everyone's going to the hometown.
That's correct. Well, Chris is going to be at Leeds on Monday, and we had a call from one of your drivers, Adam.
Right.
I know Adam works very hard for you, James, and he was wondering if he could have the morning off to come and see his favourite band, Embrace, play.
I really... we've got massive staff problems at the moment. I really don't think he can do it. It's not the sort of business where you can sort of say, yeah, you can have a time off. No problem, you know, he's actually covering his job then.
Of course, you can come too, you know, James.
I definitely haven't got time, unfortunately.
Wouldn't you love to see the show?
Oh, yeah, I would love to, yeah. When I had a day off.
Well, how long does it take to get from Bury to Leeds?
Only about 50 minutes, something like that.
So, we'll be finished by about 11, so you could be back in work by 11:50? 12 o'clock if there's traffic.
I really couldn't make it. I'd love to go, but I really couldn't do.
How about Adam? I mean, he could leave as soon as the show finishes then and get back for, say...
Yeah, it starts at 6 in the morning, you see.
Ah.
So that wouldn't help.
What if he works, say, in the afternoon to make up for the hours?
He couldn't do it. It's just impossible. The shops he delivers to shut at 5 and he doesn't get back till about 4 o'clock normally, so...
Is there anybody else in your workforce that you could let go for the day?
Yeah, I have, actually, yeah.
Oh, really? What's their name?
Hannah Matthews.
Hannah, do you think Hannah would enjoy herself
definitely,
with Embrace?
Yeah.
All right,
thanks a lot.
Cheers, James.
Bye.
Tell you what, you did your best there, Jocelyn.
I did, and I've got someone to come.
So is Hannah coming? Hey, is Hannah Matthews coming?
I believe she is. I think we can probably hear her now if we want.
Hi, Hannah.
Hello, Chris.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Right, so do you know this Adam guy that wanted to come?
I do, yeah, he's one of the drivers.
Right.
He's going to be pig sick with you, because bearing in mind, he was the one that asked if he could come, right?
I know, and I feel really bad.
And your boss just randomly throws in your name, and now you're coming.
I know, I feel really sorry for Adam, he's a nice guy.
Now, you work there as well?
Yeah, I do, in the office.
Right, who would be more important in the great scheme of things? Would it be you, or would it be Adam?
I don't know. The drivers couldn't do the job without the ones in the office, so I don't know.
I just find it very odd that this boss guy, Jimmy, or Jim, or James, whatever he called himself, why did he choose you at random? I don't get it.
I don't know, because it's easier to cover for people in the office, probably, than it is for a driver.
You do know.
I don't really know.
You do know, though, don't you?
Maybe.
Yeah, you do know, don't you? Yeah. What relation are you to your boss, Jimmy?
He's actually my uncle.
He's your uncle! So, bottom line of it is, it doesn't make any difference because at least you can come to the show on Friday. On Monday, rather.
Yeah, there's got to be some perks having a family business.
Absolutely. Right, so who are you going to bring with you?
Probably my brother.
Yeah, do you know what? Bring Jimmy. Bring your uncle Jim.
Aww.
Bring him along. Tell him the business can run itself for a day.
I'll try and drag him along. Yeah. He'd love to meet you, I'm sure.
I bet he would. And then who's the girl who answered the phone?
That's Sue, but well, I don't think she knows who you are.
No, she thinks I'm called Chris Royal.
I'm sure she'll be listening to you from now on, though. Yeah. I'll make sure. I'll tell her.
What's her name? Sam?
Sue.
No, Sam now. Right, we'll see you Monday, Hannah.
All right, thanks a lot, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
God love her. So she's coming to see us because she got the time off from her boss.
Who's her uncle?
Who's her uncle?
Turned out nice again. This is Crane. Ding.
For all the years that I've known you, baby.
Every man, join the caravan of love. Stand up, I'm your brother.
That's been irritating me for weeks, actually.
Really?
The fact that I knew that it sounded like something and I couldn't think what it was.
And have I just sorted
no,
that
No, it wasn't you, actually, to be fair. It was JK and Joel, because they mixed in...
badly.
Caravan of Love into that.
Craig David's new song is Don't Love You No More, so let's... Should we...
who's that?
That's from Johnny Vaughan. I was thinking about resigning. Should we go back to a bit of Central Television, Rachel?
The year I was
born. Oh, hang on. Where's that started already? You ready, Rach?
Tuesday, the 2nd of September on Central. Hello and a very good morning to you.
Don't you think he sounds like a really posh Simon Cowell?
A little bit, yes, yeah, bud.
That was rubbish.
Tuesday, the 2nd of September on Central. Hello and a very good morning to you. Now, this morning's film was released in the year I was born. No more details except that it is in black and white, and it's the famous film Fanny by Gaslight, starring Phyllis Calvert.
Fanny by Gaslight?
Yeah, man.
I've never seen that.
That's this morning's film. 8:27 at Radio 1. Stereophonics. Superman. I can't believe that people are texting in. They actually know the name of that presenter on Central Television. The other one that you said it sounded like a posh Simon Cowell. What a great name for a guy to do continuity on the telly. Mike Prince. Brilliant. Gotta be his real name, right? Posh Simon Cowell is so right now.
Tuesday the 2nd of September on Central. Hello and a very good morning to you.
I love that. Not good morning to you, it's a very good morning to you. It'd be great if it comes on. And a crap morning to you out there. And we've got more of those beaties coming up.
Mega.
You, if you think his voice is a bit weird, wait till you hear another one I've got for you. Oh, he's all over the place. Right, coming up, Robbie Williams and the White Stripes. And if you're lucky, a bit of a treat for some people who've been texting in asking us to play a certain song. It's just gone 8:31.
The A550 in Cheshire this morning. Welsh Road has been closed both ways. That's between the Parkgate Road and New Chester Road junctions. It's going to be a few delays. If you're one of the new 250,000 people who are tuning in, hello to you. Beep, beep, one road travel, Dominic Byrne. Almost exactly 8:36.
Right, do you want to hear another continuity man from television from years ago?
Yes,
with
please.
An absolutely great voice. I think this guy puts on a voice. But even more entertaining than that is obviously when TV channels are new, or even when they're not, they're trying to sell their product. Mm. However, if you were a continuity man, would you feel the need to explain what Sky News did, or what Eurosport did, or what Sky Movies did? And if you had to explain what those channels did, wouldn't you try and kind of make it, you know, not that obvious? You know what I mean? Don't tell people what they already know. And what's that silly voice all about?
Good morning, and a very warm welcome to Sky Channel.
Isn't that brilliant? Good morning.
Good morning, and a very warm welcome to Sky Channel, part of the Sky Television
Network. Wait for the descriptions.
Over on Sky News, we bring you worldwide news 24 hours a day.
Brilliant.
Beginning with the Sunrise Edition.
Yeah.
Eurosport begins at 10:30 this morning with top sporting events across Europe.
Brilliant.
And Sky Movies presents the greatest movies from far and wide, starting this afternoon at 2.
There you go. I just love that. It really makes me smile. Eurosport is on with all the sport from around Europe. Really?
What's the name?
Give over. Then there's Sky News. It's all the news from Sky.
Starts at sunrise.
They still do sunrise in Sky News.
I do.
8:37. What were you mouthing to me before, by the way?
Oh, you played a little jingly bit there from, and I thought it might have been HTV, but because I thought I remembered it, but maybe
this?
Not.
This?
It's Thames, isn't it?
Is that Thames?
Thames.
Oh.
Because when Morecambe and Wise went to ITV, you used to go, here they are now, Morecambe and Wise. Because I'm very sad.
Thames, the one that had the reflection
yeah.
of the
River Thames.
River Thames coming underneath the sort of screens.
Thames did Minder as well, didn't they?
Yeah. I used to watch those shows in Leeds thinking that London also had a city underwater.
Like Atlantis.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Bobby Ewan going around in his swimming trunks. Mm. Anyway. Many people wanted to know what this is. It's Club to Death. Rachel, tell everybody who it's by, because I've forgotten.
By Rob Dugan.
And that's what they said. Rob Dugan.
Hello, it's the great
Rob
Dugan.
Welcome to Sky Channel. I'm Rob Dugan.
It was in The Matrix.
What?
It was in The Matrix on soundtrack.
Yeah, but it was out before that, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just been out for about... Isn't this about 10 years old?
It's quite an old track.
Yeah. But it's a brilliant track, and we're using it for our theme for DJ's Go Home. And many people are asking if we can play it in full. For the fact that we're number one now in most of the service areas around the UK in our demographic of boys aged 16 to 18.
No girls.
Call Paul. And we'll play it. Did you know this track before?
Yeah.
Did you, Tom?
I've seen The Matrix. I don't remember it from The Matrix.
It's a brilliant, brilliant record. If you're still in bed, get out. 8:39. If you're in your car, if you're stuck in traffic, windows down, stereo up, as loud as you possibly can. Enjoy. I need to find some appropriate music for the next link. That's Robbie Williams, by the way. It's 8:46. Good morning, I'm Chris Morris. It's Radio 1, but really you should know that by now. Right, Rachel, appropriate music, because you know what we just talked about that I'm going to talk about?
Oh.
What
do you mean, oh?
Doctor Who? Not really.
For what?
Not really.
Hang on. No.
It's Baywatch.
Yeah. No, that's not right. I can't find an appropriate bit of music, really. Rachel's desperately trying to get an appropriate piece of music. Right, I'll fill and then...
Have you two been having secret meetings?
No, she just said, should we talk about this next? And I went, yeah. So I thought, I needed a bit of an appropriate music to talk about it. So Rachel is looking on the computer and she may have found something. It's all to do with our guest who's on the show tomorrow. Without saying who it is.
Oh, right, okay.
Now do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah?
Right.
So if you're going to be listening this time tomorrow between 8:30 and 9:00, we've got a guest coming in to see us. And that guest is... Well, she's a bit of a television legend, isn't she?
She is. She's done many, many things.
Her name... Well, before I name, she's done kids' television.
Mm-hmm.
Grown-up
television.
Yeah, grown-up television. And now she's doing some of the most creative, exciting television.
Mysterious.
Oh, it's a kind of television that you just...
Keeps you on the edge of your seat, doesn't it?
It keeps you on the end of your seat as well, doesn't it? On the end and the edge, that's what it is. We're going to ask you if you want to put questions to this particular person. But who is it I hear you cry? Cue music. Tomorrow, on this show, Scott Mills' future wife, if he wasn't good away inclined, Yvette Fielding!
Wow.
That's right, Dave. Tell you, when she comes in, I'm going to have a right laugh with her. I'm going to put the willies up her.
Who are you going to call?
Yvette Fielding. Fielding! Who can you call?
Yvette Fielding.
Isn't it right?
There's something strange in your neighborhood.
Yvette Fielding!
If there's something weird, and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Yvette Fielding! Works, isn't it?
Get that.
I ain't afraid of no...
Yvette. Do you know, she's the only Yvette I know.
So, obviously, this is gonna be interesting because... I believe that there are things out there. I genuinely do. I don't believe that the Earth is the only inhabited planet in the galaxies. I really do. And without getting too deep into it, that's pretty much where my beliefs end, right?
Yep.
I believe that. I have no proof. However, I believe it. That's that.
You think there's other things out there?
Yeah. Now, Yvette Fielding, she's just, you know, crackers, in my opinion. She believes there's ghosts and ghoulies and goblins everywhere. She also seems to be obsessed with dust. For anybody who watches Most Haunted on Living TV, right? No, do you know what I mean?
It's the orbs.
What's she called?
Dust.
Anomalies. Is that what they call them?
Yeah, the little orbs that fly around.
Oh, my God, there was something just passed you there. It's dust, love, it's dust.
Is this with Derek Pacora?
Yeah.
Derek Acora. It's his last weekend this weekend, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
He's leaving it.
Yeah. Oh, Christ, that's horrible.
Was that you? Did you just laugh in my ear?
Yeah.
Please tell me you laughed in my ear.
I didn't laugh.
Please tell me you laughed in my ear.
I didn't.
You have to tell me. Please tell me the truth.
I didn't laugh.
I swear, someone just laughed in my ear. Someone just laughed in my ear.
Oh, I can't wait till she's on tomorrow. Oh, we're going to have her. Oh, we're going to have her. We're going to have her, mate.
That was one of the funniest things ever, that episode with Scott and Chappers.
Yeah. Right, if you would like to put a question to Yvette, we want to take some of your questions. I know a lot of people out there love Most Haunted. I know a lot of people believe in Most Haunted.
Rachel,
I love it.
However, I personally think it's a load of old bunkum. But
it's still entertaining.
It's very entertaining. All right. 8999, what question would you like to ask a Vet Fielding host and Brainsby of Most Haunted on Living TV? That's where they go to pubs, spend the night there, and absolutely nothing happens but dust flying past the cameras. Oh, what was that noise? What was that noise? In the background. It's me, love. Sorry,
it's Last Orders, love.
Knock something over. Oh, was it right? Did you hear that? Did you just pick that up on your NASA-designed headphones and microphone? No. Well, I heard it. I definitely heard it. Right, brilliant. If you would like to ask her a question, we want to do that tomorrow. So text us with your name and your question to 81199 and start your message with the word... White Stripes and the Denial Twist.
Are you happy that we are here? Make a noise. Are you still with us? If the answer is yes, give us a sign. Use our energy.
What was that? There was nothing! There was nothing there, you nutter! Nothing there at all! God's sake. My favourite question so far is can you ask a vet where they keep Slimer? Of course. From the Ghostbusters?
Brilliant, lovely.
The vet will be in tomorrow. Well, I hope she doesn't cancel after this link.
This is a great promotion for her.
Most Haunted, top TV show with a vet. Oh my God, what was that? Fielding. Woman with the most sensitive ears in the world. Vet Fielding!
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Vet Fielding! Beautiful. 8:55, or do TDS Link next. Sam has texted in. Thank you, Sam. I'm the only one in the world who remembers this, I thought. What was the TV show that Vet Fielding was in? It was set in Blackpool in a hotel. I think it was called Seaview. Does that ring a bell? Do you remember that, Rage?
Yep.
Once again, watch this. Dave, remember?
No.
Not a clue, have you?
Not a bad thing.
Probably didn't show it in Hong Kong. Seaview. Oh, what a show. Right, TDS Link, Dave. Here we go. How do you get to today's from yesterday's? E17 and the classic Deep.
E17 once did a record with Gabrielle. Gabrielle is famous for wearing a patch on her eye, a bit like a pirate.
Aye, aye.
Pirate radio is a phrase that applies to a radio station that broadcasts without a license. License is a word that is often associated with driving. Driving in My Car was a 1982 hit for Madness. Madness are led by lead singer Suggs. Suggs rhymes with hugs, which are what you might give someone that you haven't seen for a very long time. Long Time Coming was a hit last year for the Delays. Delays are something that you'd expect when travelling by train. The train is probably the best and quickest way to travel from London to York. If you add an E onto the end of York, you get York, as in Tom York, who's the lead singer of the band Radiohead. And Radiohead had a 1993 hit with Creep, which was a track taken from their album The Bends, which links us to a bit of classic Radiohead action. It is Creep by Radiohead.
Oh, I like this one.
Especially for you.
And do you know what? The added bonus of playing Radiohead Creep at 9 o'clock in the morning is the panic over whether we're playing the clean version or the sweary version. So, this kind of keeps everybody on their toes.
Find out which. Next.
Let's find out how in special they are. Radiohead and Creep. Dave, seamless link?
Yes, of course, but did you spot the deliberate mistake?
Right, in other words, you got mistaken there. What was your probably not deliberate mistake?
Deliberately, at the end,
yeah.
I said, right, and this is the problem, that Creep was taken from the classic album The Bends. Now, it wasn't The Bends. It was Pablo Honey, of course.
Pablo Honey?
Many, many thousands of people
Pablo
spotted
Honey.
That deliberate mistake. And for that, they should be commended. Other than that, watertight and seamless.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, let's put telly on again.
Good morning, and a very warm welcome to Sky Channel.
I love that guy's voice. Good morning. Brilliant. He makes Scott Mills sound normal. Anyway.
Sport begins at 10:30 this morning.
Yes, yeah, sure. It's halftime of the show. It's a bit where Dave will say, let's get ready to rumble! I want to say a big hello to Jamie Thigston this morning. Former Radio 1 star, now like a radio DJ. Morning, Jamie. I do like Jamie. I know we'd take his competition for us on the radio in London, so I had to, you know, I had to go head-to-head with him. That's the way it works. You know, on a personal level, I think he's a very nice guy. He's a charming guy.
It's mutual respect.
We've all met
it?
Him. We all, a lot of us work with him. Yep. He's a good lad.
Do you remember, for a time, we used to go for a drink with Jamie Thigston?
Yeah, but then there was that party where he blanked us. Do you remember that?
I think that was after you said something about him on air, which he wasn't too happy
remember?
With.
He blanked me good and proper, and blanked you as well. You know what I'm talking
for
about.
For a little while, though, every Tuesday or every Thursday or something, we used to go for a drink around the corner, and it was, you know, Chris and Dave and Jamie Thigston go for a drink night.
But then we were friends again, and it was all good. And the last time I saw him a few weeks ago was when I was picking up my GQ award for Radio Personality of the Year. He was just there. And we had a chat, and he's, you know, very happy, so...
Oh, good.
So anyway, if you are listening, Jamie, I'd just like to say good morning. I've just whooped your ass in the figures.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I just came in. You got your figures today, did you?
Yeah, we got...
How'd you do?
We did very well. We're up, like, another 250,000 listeners.
Really?
Yeah, we just spanked Jamie Thigston.
Really?
Yeah, literally. We bent him over at the kitchen table. Yeah. We pulled his trousers down to reveal a pair of Y fronts.
Uh-huh.
And we literally spanked him.
Really? Yeah. How are we doing in the London market?
That's what... This is the London market.
Well, I want you to spell out.
What do you mean?
We are, like, you know...
What?
I don't know. Possibly, for our audience, the biggest breakfast show in London.
What, number one?
Number one.
What was that? Johnny Vaughan?
Who?
Yeah, well, he used to be on television, right? He's now a local radio DJ. What we did with him, we bent him over another chair.
Uh-huh.
We got him to drop his chinos.
Yeah.
Underneath revealing a pair of inside-out Y fronts.
Really?
Do you know what I did?
What?
Spanked him. Absolutely nice. Spanked his ass.
That's quite nice.
Do you know XFM?
No.
No, it doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. Nobody does. Why didn't I wait to sign my contract today? Do you know what I mean? Technically, I haven't actually signed it.
We're not chasing ratings, though, so it doesn't really matter with your contract, so...
You know, just ratings only matter when it's contract time. You know the rule. But you must be happy, Alan, working on the show, because you get what they call a listener increase bonus, don't you?
No, we're
staff. Do you not get that?
No, I don't get that. Do you
Rachel,
get that?
Do you get it?
No.
No, So you just added 250,000 listeners, Rachel, right? This show has added over 1 million listeners since we started it. What do you get from that?
It's not about the money.
You get nothing!
But it's not.
Radio 1's a joy to work at.
I perfect! Buy the woman a car! Buy him a Jeep. They can share it. You know, you have it Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
That's the way to annoy him.
But then you see, if you ever choose to ask for Fridays off, we'll still get paid, so that's fine.
I'm not asking for Fridays off.
No.
You're better off having a Monday.
I always find that doesn't work. And yeah, you're right, I do the Mondays off. Listen, I'm different to all of the DJs. Monday off, that'd be great.
Kind of Friday off, we'd miss Yvette Fielding.
I'm looking forward to that tomorrow.
So am I.
Yvette Fielding's on the show tomorrow. I did say as well, if you have a question for Yvette Fielding, text it into us, 81199, and start your message with the word, ooh, and people have. Another good question is, where's Elvis? Lots of jokes about putting the willies up her, you know, scaring her. Lots of those jokes, you can imagine. 81199, 81199, if you want to text a question in, for Yvette Fielding, who's on the show tomorrow. How are you? I might go see Patrick Keilty tonight.
You're not going to wait and come with us?
No, because I think it'll screw up. I've got a free pass tonight, so I might go and see Patrick Keilty. He's in Northampton, isn't he?
Yes, he is tonight. Rachel, I'll go with you to Basingstoke a week Tuesday.
See, I'm just worried if we then miss this opportunity and then Tuesday comes and one of you...
I promise
and
you.
And I'll be honest, mainly Dave, goes, oh, do you know, I'm really sorry, I can't go.
Yeah, but I'll
Why
still
can't
go.
You go, oh, I've just got a gig in a bingo hall. You know, I can't turn it down, man. It's a pound.
Come on, let's have a little team bonding outing.
I'm going, week Tuesday.
Dave will let us down. No, oh, I'm sorry, Chappers has just phoned me. We've just got a Pontins, you know, I can't say no, man. Who's on the bill? It's us, Jason Donovan. And King Rollo. I don't know.
Well, you go on your own tonight, then.
Oh, do you fancy going to the theatre tonight?
I'm busy, sorry.
What?
Wash my hair.
Where do you wash your hair? Do you wash it in the sink?
Where do I wash it?
Yeah.
In the shower.
Do you put it in the washing machine?
No. Not that stage yet.
He's got a wig. He's got a wig. There's a fellow egg for a head, man.
Oi! No, I'm not. I'm 20 years younger than Dom.
I love how Alan is convinced that he's not losing his hair. It's just that his forehead is growing longer and longer and longer.
It's been at the same height for years.
Gosh, years. Years. Anyway, if I don't go see Paddy Keelty tonight, I'll come with you on Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah?
Tuesday week it is.
Tuesday week, whatever. Yeah, I could go twice. Yeah, I could do. I could go, memorise his set, and then go with you lot.
You'd be really irritating. Yeah.
He tells the story. And he goes, anyway, the man turns around to him and he says, "That's not my dog. That's not my." Shut up, Miles. That'd be lots of fun. That for the whole set. It's nice to be here. It's nice to be anywhere with your agent, but it's nice to be. Shut up. Great. Sing us a song we know, Patrick. So I might go and see him tonight, I don't know. Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase.
No, they're not. Go on.
They're not, actually, because we're using the same people as yesterday. Good. Because Chris was blatantly flirting with the two
girls. Flirting. I was flirting no.
Don't bother calling in today. I'd just like to tell you that our figures have gone up and we're number one in London. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wasn't flirting. I was flirting.
Sounds dirty, doesn't it? Flirting.
Flirting.
Well, I'm hoping that when they come back on the show today, they'll be flirting with me.
Mm. I hope you'll behave and we can actually play the game today.
So do I. You've got to let a record like that completely end.
Let it breathe.
It's a beautiful, beautiful
song. It's wrong to talk at the end of a stuff like that.
Yeah, I think so too, especially when Rachel and I were running back to get back to the studio.
Hmm.
Jack Johnson, though, that is. I was listening to his album while I was on holiday because Scott Mills did that. I'm sure it was the Jack Johnson album. Please speak, I'm out of breath.
He's from Hawaii, isn't he, Jack Johnson, I think?
I have no idea.
I think he's from Oahu.
He's what?
Big with the surf crowd.
I think he's from Oahu.
What, the search engine on the internet?
No, that's Yahoo.
I was just saying to...
Where's he from?
Oahu.
Oahu!
Oahu!
But just say how entertaining it is to watch you run into the studio like that.
I'll tell you what, with my injury, you know, because I've got one leg longer than the other and a collapsing ankle, that I shouldn't be running.
That's true. You're very tall, by the way, right?
Dave Hancock will tell me off.
He's the lead physio, is he? The one that's prescribed your special shoes.
No, he hasn't. And by the way, be very careful, because there is a member of BBC management who suffers very similar problems to I, and they too have to have the insight. And I'll tell you something.
Fact, somebody here.
There are two people on the management floor.
Somebody here.
Who have to wear what you refer to insultingly as
special shoe.
Maybe. You're going to have a special shoe.
Hello? Shut up, Alan.
I love that.
Shoo.
So, yeah, two people on the management floor who have very similar problems.
What, with correctional footwear?
No. Well,
I don't think that's insulting.
Good morning.
Shut up, Ben, will you? Celebrate the figures. Go and book that room at the Sanderson. Put tab behind the bar. So, yeah, where was I? Jack Johnson, yeah.
Hmm.
Sitting, waiting, wishing. It's out on the 14th of November. He's from Hawaii, don't you know, Alan?
Oahu.
Is he really?
Oahu! Whatever it is. And, yeah, I downloaded his album,
legally, bought it online, you know, from one of them generic music stores, and then put it on my generic MP3 player, sat on the beach and listened to it, and Scott was right. I'm sure Scott Mills said that it was that album that he listened to on holiday, and it's a really good sitting on a beach album.
Very mellow.
Now Rachel would like to do the regular mention to her cousin in America.
Because Jack Johnson reminds me of Katie and Adam. Good morning. And they've got Sirius now, and so they listen. We are their breakfast
dull.
Show when they go to Atlanta. No, it's not dull. It's exciting.
They've got to go very early.
I love this this thing that we broadcast to America. Good morning, America, by the way. If you're on the east coast of America listening to us, it should be now 9:23 in the morning. However, if you are listening in America, we've actually said this 5 hours ago. Currently now... You know, I'm at home playing Xbox Live. Why not log on and join me? But that's the thing, because what they do, they time delay. It's fascinating, Alad.
It is.
9:23 right now in the UK.
Yeah.
And people are listening to us live. Hello. Hi. And in 5 hours' time, put the radio on in New York and you'll hear us on Sirius going, 9:23 in the morning. Hello. Hello. Like that.
I was actually speaking to an American yesterday.
Wow, that is brilliant.
And, right.
The coincidence is on today's show.
No, wait, there's more. There's more. And I said, hi, my name's Aled. I'm calling from... I know you, Aled. Hello, he goes. I was like, I don't think I've ever met you. No, I listen to you in the morning.
There you go.
He listens to us on Sirius.
Of course everyone does.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
They didn't even listen to Johnny Vaughan in America.
And they laughed at
you?
The female...
Your voice?
No, they said the female in the studio, we thought that was funny when she said there's only three listeners in America because there's loads of us, yeah. He said.
That's four. Five.
So your cousin lives... Now she's British, you can see your cousin, but
she's
sounds
been
septic,
completely
though,
brainwashed by the Americans.
She's
one of them now, isn't
she's
she?
She's American now.
She says hot dog and everything. She
yes.
does that.
Aluminum.
She goes on vacation
Basil.
Instead of holiday. She walks on the sidewalk around on the pavement.
She has pasta. I hate that. Pasta. It's pasta.
She goes to Barbados instead of Barbados. It's not the Caribbean, it's the Caribbean. She doesn't put stuff in the boot of the car. She puts
trunk.
It in the trunk.
Opens the hood.
And what is it? Is it? Is it? What is it? Is it do they spell colour differently as well?
Colour has no U in America.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, that's wrong.
Yeah.
It is. It's factually wrong.
And drive
and also,
through.
And also, someone texted and tell me, Mars bars are not Mars bars over there.
Aren't they?
No. It's Mars or it's Marathon or Snickers or whatever. One of them has got to do it. No, I think a Mars... No, I'm going to get this wrong. Someone's going to know what I'm on about now. A Mars is actually a Milky Way or something odd like that.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
No.
Okay, fine. You meant to play a record at that point, Alan.
Press number four. Press the fourth button and you can see what I'm seeing.
You meant to play Beyonce now.
It's Beyonce Knowles and Crazy in Love.
Great, let's get it on.
She's American.
Yes, she is.
No, but I mean,
she might be listening.
In terms of the link, we're talking about American people in America.
Fade them out.
Yeah, go on, keep going. Yeah. She's an American. Here's
Beyonce. I was right. You are non-believers.
Fanny Pack, that's another one.
Mars is called a Milky Way in America.
And apparently, if you order sausages, you get lasagna.
What?
It says on the text.
I don't know if that's factually correct. Do you know what we haven't done for a while? Random word text messages. Mm. We used to haven't done that for ages.
Mm.
Okay, do you want to pick a word?
Yeah.
Think of a word, Dominic. Dominic, think of it.
Spatula.
No, something that I can spell.
Quench. Quench is easy.
Give us a word, Kerry.
Moist.
Dave?
Courgette.
Oh. Shut up.
I like courgettes, don't you?
How the hell are they going to know how to spell that American make of car? Rachel?
No, I don't know.
Brilliant.
Marrow. How about marrow?
Lamppost.
Lamppost. No, I do like lamppost. That's very, very sweet.
No, I never know on lamppost. Is it lamp post, as in two P's?
Oh,
or is it
two words?
It's lamp, L-A-M.
Not lamp.
P-O-S-T. Lamp.
It's not a lamp post with one P, is
it's not
it?
Two it's lamp.
It's a lamp post. It's a post with a lamp in it.
Yeah, but you don't. Yeah, but
a lamp post doesn't.
So you're saying
right.
It's L-A-M-P.
It's two words.
It's P-O-S-T. No, it's not. It's one word.
It's
two
words.
One word.
L-A-M-P. One word with
lamp post.
No, you're listening to Spell with the Nation.
Hang on,
Radio 1.
One word. L-A-M-P-O-S-T.
That's not right. Lamp post.
It is.
I think it is 1p.
Lampost. Like, what about compost?
Compost.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Yeah, but that's different.
Why is it different?
It's not a post with a camp in it.
Could be, Dave. Who knows?
Spell compost.
C-O-M-P-O-S-T.
Spell lamppost.
L-A-M-P. New word. P-O-S-T.
You're wrong, man. You're wrong.
It's a post with a lamp in it. Look, it's easy. You can see the derivation of the word.
The what?
That's the first time I've used the word derivation.
Well done,
of
well.
The word. Like that. Derivation, 9:30.
I think it's one word, Dave, and I think it's got 1p in it.
I think you're wrong. We'll discuss this afterwards.
Mm. So what do you say, Dominic?
I say one word with 1p.
L-A-M-P-O-S-T.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
Dave.
Post with a lamp in it. No, it's not. It's a lamp. Yes, it is. It's a post with a lamp in it.
Right. Let's put it to a vote. 81199. If you agree with Dominic, text I agree to 81199. That's I agree to 81199. I will make a note of how many text messages come in during the news. Is Dominic right? If you agree, text I agree right now. Get your phone out. I agree. 81199. Spanked Jamie Thixton earlier and Johnny Vaughan.
So believe.
Their asses are still raw from the spanking, from the whooping that we gave them. Yeah, you know, that six-pack of whoop-ass, we yep. opened it mm. on them, good and proper.
On their ass.
That's right, it's whoop.
How you spelling whoop?
That doesn't matter. Brilliant record from Bob Sinclair. Love Generation plays next after news and sport with Dom and Kerry. It's 9:32.
Exactly 9:36.
Why have you written your name down on a piece of paper?
Regarde, I have a presentation for you. Great. That's French for look.
Right? Is this a visual presentation?
Yes.
Great.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you remember the Bob Dylan video? The classic one where he has the cards in front of him?
Yeah. No, I'm too young.
In Excess did it as well. Right, here we go. Regarde.
Who?
What does that say?
Dave.
What does that say?
Wands.
Wins, idiot.
Oh, right, wins.
Wands. Wins, idiot.
That says lamp and then the word posts.
Mm-hmm.
Two P's, fat. Well, hang on.
What's your source for this, Dave?
I.
You can't just write that down on a piece of. Right, well, if you're going to do that, then I'll do it as well.
We were discussing prior to the news the spelling or the correct spelling of lamppost. Now, I said because it is a lamp post.
Yeah.
Right? A post with a lamp in it.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's two P's. Now, I have checked and uses my source, the English dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
And in the English dictionary, it says lamppost, two P's. If you put in lamppost, right, as we said before with one P, it corrects you to the two P version, as I said before.
Right.
Dave, I have a presentation for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 2,000 people just texted in to agree with Dominic, by the way. So I have a presentation for you, and you have to repeat, read all these words off the card.
Yep.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
I like boys.
Jocelyn, get it edited. Let's play it for the rest of the show.
We're heading up to Leeds again to have some silly fun. We've got a bus to drive around so Chris can see his mom. So come along and say hello to Molsey Jones or Vitti, cause Chris is back in Leeds and he's the saviour of the city.
In 5 minutes, we're off to the animal fair, and that's after our date with His Royal Majesty, King Rollo.
Avril Lavigne and Skater Boy. Radio 1, it's 9:45 in the a.m. Joe Wiley, did you like that?
That's really good, isn't it?
Joe Wiley will be here at 10 o'clock this morning. She was looking gorgeous last night at the DJ dinner. Sending me flirty text messages.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like what? Have you got an example?
No, I've just deleted them.
Have you?
Why would you do that?
Because to keep the affair safe.
Oh. Mm. Now you've talked about national radio. That should be...
Listen, because everyone then naturally assumes it's a joke, you see?
Yeah.
It's a double bluff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But,
What? Don't know.
Fern Cotton was there last night. Oh, man, she looked hot last night, didn't she?
She did look hot.
She
hot there,
looked
though.
Hot. Vernon was there. Even Vernon looked hot.
Mm.
It's the problem with the air conditioning. Oh, yeah, good point, Rachel. Hi, Rachel's mum.
Hello, Chris.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What fantastic listeners.
you've got. Isn't that amazing, your figures?
Well, yes, Al. Do you mean the fact that we've just gone up again in the listener figures world?
Yes, that's, yeah. That's really, really good. Well done.
I tell you what, though, it doesn't half hurt your hand spanking the competition as much as we've done. Seriously, this show is it's annihilated Capital Radio, Virgin Radio, Heart. You know, Johnny Vaughan, Jamie Thixton, all those, even Bam Bam on Kiss, who's a mate of mine. We've spanked them all, Mum.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. You've done so well.
I just said spank to your Mum and she said brilliant.
He spanked Bam Bam as well.
So, Mum, obviously, you were a school teacher for many years.
And I was.
You know about these things. So we had an argument in the studio.
Some of them, yes.
We wanted to know the correct spelling of the word lamppost.
It's L-A-M-P-P-O-S-T.
Right, welcome to there, love. Sorry, get lost.
Oi! You can't cut my mum off.
I just did.
Dave wins.
No wonder she's a teacher anymore. She obviously got struck off because she can't spell properly.
Dave wins.
What's your mum's expertise when it comes to spelling,
right? That's right.
She's
that's
a genius.
Well, she doesn't know how to spell. That's been proven. Anyway, we haven't got time to talk about this.
No.
Apologise.
What?
Apologise.
What? Apologize. I can't hear him, can you?
No. Just a noise, no. Like a rumble.
A rumble.
APO. Hello. It's time for Car Park Catchphrase. And here's your host, Chris Moyles.
G-I-E-S.
Good morning, you can't spell! why don't you just APOLZIGE apologize? Morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Roy.
How you doing?
I am doing very well. I am in a great mood because we have just spanked the competition in London on the road.
Are you looking forward to Leeds?
Right, fine. Okay, whatever. Yes, I am. I know you've been to Leeds before.
I had such a lovely time there.
It is very nice.
There's a nice wee pub there.
There is a nice wee pub there. There are many. Maybe we could go for a drink if you want to go.
Okay, then.
Right, lovely, good.
Hi, Kerry.
Hi, Roy.
Speak up a bit.
Hello, Roy, I'm here.
She's not shy, is she?
No, she's not shy at all.
Not shy, Roy.
Have you ever met the Spice Girls?
No, I haven't.
I would, given half a chance.
I know you would, Roy.
What the hell are you?
You're a saucy boy this morning.
It's going well today, isn't it?
It's going very well today, yeah. Roy.
We—I don't know if you heard the news, but we are up in the figures. We are brilliant.
I'm in a great mood today.
Well, that's good. We are we're the best. Everybody.
Thank you.
No, we're the best. You know?
I would like to be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I'm just going
to
move on, Roy, because you're not with it today.
Okay, then.
Right. Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Helen and I'm from March.
Yay! Well, because we spoke to you yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Right. And
I had a friend that used to live there.
Right, do you know what? It doesn't.
But they moved.
just. We're not. Listen, we're just. Just don't worry about it, okay? We're just. Right. So you, Helen, yes. You're from March in Cambridgeshire. You're cabin crew.
Yes.
For Virgin Atlantic.
Yes.
I always used to worry about Virgin.
Why?
Because they don't go all the way. Right, fine, okay. Have you got your outfit on now?
No, I haven't.
Just thought I'd try, just thought I'd ask.
Sorry.
That's okay, all right. Right, so we got you on with yesterday, and I spent so much time flirting with you, I didn't actually get a chance to play. What's that? Alad, what have you found?
I hope this is a photo of Helen, which has been sent through to us by her dad.
So very shifty.
I hope it is, otherwise.
Oh.
So.
You've lovely hair.
Helen.
Was that taken in the 1970s?
So, thank you, your dad, and it's a beautiful photo, Helen.
It is a lovely one.
The Wonder Years.
You're like a presenter on Pebble Mill.
Let me just have a look.
That's horrendous.
Have you ever owned a top that said Morgan on it with big M's and hearts?
Oh, that was years ago.
Good God. Helen, I've got to be honest, love. I don't fancy you anymore.
Oh, I'm so not happy about that.
Helen, you're odd-looking.
That's not very nice, is it?
I'm amazed they put you in upper class.
Hang on, I wouldn't say she was odd-looking.
Yeah,
that's a little bit harsh.
Hey, don't stuff up her upgrade.
It's just the jumper, Helen.
Right, that's it.
She looks like Catherine the Panachips. Yeah, she used to be an
It's the hearts, Helen.
God, how old is this photo?
I think that was about 8 years ago.
I hope you've blossomed, love.
I have. Right, that's it.
I'm just
not talking to
you. Oh, come on, I'm just messing with you, that's all.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I've got a pearly for you as well.
Yeah, well, sorry to hear that. That's what Hugh Grant said. Listen, let's hear your horn, please. Oh, that's a nice, where's the horn things? That's, where is
top
it?
Top right.
There you go.
Great horn.
Thank you very much. All right. Helen?
Yes.
Talk to you in a second.
Okay.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, it's Amy, and I'm from Northampton! Yay!
Obviously, we spoke to Amy yesterday.
I don't know anyone who lived there.
Right, okay, that's great. Amy is a student nurse.
Yep.
Do we have a photo of her?
No, we haven't, unfortunately.
Sorry.
That is a shame.
Let's just hold the one up from Helen again.
Imagine Helen in a nurse's outfit.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, who are you with today?
I'm with my two friends, student nurses, Kim and Kerry.
Oh, my God, it's a car of three student nurses. It's like Christmas Day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where are you heading?
To uni today.
Really?
Yeah.
What lessons have you got?
We're learning about the National Health Service framework.
That sounds dull.
Yeah. It's really interesting.
Why don't you just take the day off and drive down to London and just come and get trashed in a posh bar in a hotel with us?
Okay.
And bring your outfit. Yeah.
There you go.
Dave!
Oh, we could all meet up with Helen. She could blag us onto a Virgin plane. We could sneak out to New York and then come back on Monday. Helen? Oh, go on, Helen.
All right, then.
Right, so, Amy, are you ready to finally play the game?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready, gorgeous Helen?
Yes.
You really are a lovely girl. What? Let's play.
Horns at the ready, fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Change the music. Do you like that?
Good.
Mr. Fish is working as a maintenance engineer in Chelmsford. Today they've been called out to a printing works in town because apparently the whole mechanism has jammed and they've got to investigate the problem. Mr. Fish and his colleagues are having a look inside the works now. They think they've found out what's wrong. Looks like the previous engineer who was here has dropped a spanner.
Amy!
Yes, Amy!
There's a spanner in the works!
The spanner in the works!
Yeah! That is correct!
Yay!
You're the daddy!
Thank you, Roy.
Technically, she'd be the mummy, but you know, you know what I mean? I've got to, you'll say.
Whatever.
Okay, all right, well done to you, Amy.
Thank you.
19-year-old student nurse. Helen?
Yes?
Helen, do you still wear your hair the same as you do in this photo?
No, I don't.
Right, okay.
I've got modern.
Have you? You've moved with the times.
I've stepped out of the 70s.
God love you. God bless you. All right, you need to get the next one right to stay in the game, all right?
Right.
All right.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is in New Mexico, where he's hanging out with some Wild West bandits, Alan.
Really?
He's been challenged to a draw by the baddest gunslinger in town. Mr. Fish isn't worried, because he knows he's got luck on his side. Apparently, Mr. Fish has won every draw he's ever been challenged to.
Helen!
Oh, hang on. Yes, Helen?
Luck of the draw.
Luck of the draw?
You're right!
Yay! Come fly with me, let's fly away. Hi, Helen here, and I'll be your trolley dolly for the next 6 hours. However, if it's a long haul flight, really long haul, I disappear for a few hours. You won't know where I am. I go around the back, we play cards. And we all talk about which one of you sitting in first we would and which ones we wouldn't. You're on my list, Tiger. I could do that trolley dolly thing. Do you know what, the only thing is, I'm not gay, so because most men who do it are gay.
You'd be surprised, actually, how few of them are these days.
Really?
Yeah.
the world's changing, isn't it?
You sound actually quite disgusted by that, Alan.
I go on the cheap airlines, though. Mm.
It's a disgrace, isn't it? Where are all the gay men on planes? They just don't exist anymore.
What's the world coming to,
Alan? I know. Right, okay, Helen?
Yes?
You're doing this for aeroplanes everywhere.
You're right.
And Amy?
Yeah.
You're doing this for scalpels or something.
Okay.
Okay.
By the way, the sound of it, she just stood on one.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is at the Radio 1 DJ dinner in London, Dominic.
Mm.
He's just waiting for the lift to take him downstairs so he can get a cab. Now, next to him is former dance diva Yaz. And both Mr. Fish and Yaz have got very confused looks on their faces. They're looking for the down button on the lift, but they can't see what...
Helen!
Yes, Helen!
The only way is up.
You're a winner!
First of all, Amy.
Yeah?
Oh, Amy.
Wow.
She put the phone down.
Mm.
Helen.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
You've won a great prize.
Nothing.
You've won the chance to give us a free flight to anywhere of your choosing. So, yay! Where would you like to take all of us? There's 10 of us.
Well,
New York.
Yeah.
How many people do you get in upper class on your standard plane to New York? How many seats?
About 40.
40?
Yeah.
40?
That's fine.
Yes.
Yeah, you'd, you'd have 30
spare.
I've got
loads of room.
So you can bring 30 mates, if there's 10 of you.
I tell you what, if Richard Branson's listening to this, he'll be crashing the car. Who's this woman on the air giving away all our free first-class flights? Right, so that's
I'm
me.
Only joking.
No, you're not. You said it now. It's the law. So that's me, Dave, Rachel, Alan, Dominic, Carrie, Tash, New York, Jocelyn, yeah. Reese, Ben, Andy, may as well bring the bosses. We'll bring the other halves as well. Mm. No, we won't. If actually, depends. Are you still looking at you doing the picture? Right, I won't bring the other half. And we'll have a great time. Lovely. Right, I'll leave you to sort out the details of our free flights to New York with Alan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, sucker. Every time. Yeah, if I find out she works for Quick Fit and all we get is like a free puncture repair kit, she'll be in big trouble. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Right, thanks for listening to the show today. My commiserations to, I'd just like to say officially, my commiserations to Capital Radio, Johnny Vaughan Show, Jamie Thixton at Heart, Kiss with Bam Bam, XFM, which I don't know if it's still on the air. Sorry about the spanking that we just gave you. Just unplug the transmitter and give it up. Save yourself all that time and energy. Right, Edith Bowman is back at 1 o'clock today. Scott Mills is back on at 4. It's on good form this week, as old Mills, because he had his nice little holiday. It's Zayn and the Nation spreading off tonight from 7:30. And stand by, it's my beautiful radio wife, Jo Wiley, next. Be gentle with her. Have a good day. Goodbye! Don't forget, it's Thursday. As of 6 o'clock tonight, there'll be a brand new podcast, so go and download it.
So should we go through the texts that you sent me then last night?
Have you still got them?
So what hotel are we in tonight then, Mrs.?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You and me without your husband.
Yeah.
Next one. Oh, I don't think I can read that one out.
Well, oh, go on.
Who will know, Joe? Next one.
Yep. Right. I said, who will know? You said...
Where do you fancy going, Joe?
Right. You said...
I do love you, you know.
Right. You said, people find out. And I replied, this is during the meeting, by the way, while Andy's doing a speech. Right. I replied, who's going to know? And she's replied with, all your listeners. And I went, I'm not going to tell them. Right. And at that point, I've got to be honest, Joe, I thought I had you nailed. I really did.
Your final text was, at least a car park snog, please.
I know.
Desperate.
I know, do you know what? I've got to be honest, Joe, I had so many aspirations for last night. At that point, I'm thinking, do you know what? I can't believe I'm going to get to snog Joe Wiley in the back of a cab. I was devastated when I was told I was sharing a car with James King and Joel.
Well, I hope there were no tongues.
Not with me.
Bye. Bye.